Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. Let's read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Jesus, the Savior of the mankind. You know what? Joseph and Mary made some mistakes in raising their child. They did. They were people. And we, as parents, we do make some mistakes. And I hope I'm not going to offend anybody, but I think that our children should know that. We do make mistakes. And yet, God has appointed us to raise you, our children. You know? And he didn't make any mistakes. And yes, children make some mistakes. Now, this child is not typical, very different, and I think it was much more difficult to raise a child that is the Son of God. Much more difficult. But all the other children make mistakes. And there is something good in knowing the fact that God has appointed these children that we have to be raised by us, their parents, or their caretakers, or the stewards of the Lord in raising these children. And let me just offer something, humanly speaking. If you children had perfect parents, your life in this world would be very, very difficult. I think much more difficult. If you were used to having parents that never make mistakes, and then you're surrounded by the world that is saturated with mistakes, that is even magnifying their faults and mistakes, it would be such a shock, such a trauma. It would be an awful experience. So, even our weaknesses and our shortcomings, the Lord can use to accomplish what He has appointed to be accomplished. How amazing His glorious grace is. Let me say something else that might be very difficult to cope up with. You know that Joseph and Mary sometimes thought that Jesus did something wrong when he did not? How many times we do? And you know, it's one of the most difficult memories of mine. When after disciplining a child of ours, I realized that I was wrong, not the child. It was awful. I think that raising this child would have been impossible for Joseph and Mary if the hand of the true and real father of the child was not always helping them. If the spirit of the father was not guiding them and protecting them. And that's what made this not only possible, but a unique experience, unique in such a way that no other people in this world ever have had such an experience as Joseph, as Mary had, and Mary had, raising the child Jesus. I would like to share much more with you, but it's so overwhelming that I think I will stop here. May the Lord bless His word and give all of us much more. I thank the Lord for His goodness.
I hope that after this break I might be able to share a few more points about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming down to this earth and bringing the light of the truth to the mankind that has been in thick darkness of ignorance, sin, and iniquity. Our Lord Jesus had this in His nature. He, being the sinless one, had great understanding of the sinners and perfect understanding of the real need of their souls. How much do we need understanding of one another? But we know that sometimes it's very difficult to understand those that apparently, intentionally, deliberately, have no understanding for us. The less understanding others have for us, the more understanding they need from us. That's why the Lord Jesus was teaching us, love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you. I mentioned earlier that Joseph and Mary could not raise this child, the Son of God, if they didn't have continual, constant help of the true Father of the Son. All the godly parents have that desire to raise their children in godliness. And we need the help of our Heavenly Father in raising our children. Oh, how much we need that. The angel told to Joseph, addressed Joseph with the words, Joseph, thou son of David. The son of David, of course, great, great, great grandson of David. The son of that David that in the name of the Lord was stronger and prevailed against the enemy that dared to offend the armies of the Lord. The son of David that had courage to meet an enemy as great as Goliath. The son of David that was not sinless, but the one that truly repented for his sins and from his sins, and truly turned to the Lord in true repentance. The son of that David to whom it was promised that one of his sons will have an everlasting kingdom, and that the throne of David will never be forsaken or left without a king. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were hoping and waiting for this child to be born. All the godly prophets and godly kings, all the faithful ones, and those that through sincere and genuine repentance turned from their sins to the faithful one, all of them were waiting for this child to be born. And now, and this child is born. And the books of the gospel are telling us and revealing to us how unprepared were the children of Adam to welcome the Son of God. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But those that believed him, he gave the power to become the children of the Heavenly Father, to experience that birth that has nothing to do with flesh and blood, that has everything to do with overcoming flesh and blood. Through Mary's bloodline, our Lord Jesus is a child of Adam, a son of David also. But in his true nature, he is eternal son of the eternal Father and our only Savior. The gospel books are revealing to us that the news about the birth of this child was celebrated by the angels and was welcomed by those that at least in part understood how meaningful the birth of this child is and how great a news, wonderful news, that is for the mankind. And yet this child was born to die on the cross. This is a great lesson for us, that we desire to raise our children in godly fear and the nourishment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that all that live godly will be persecuted and will have to suffer in this life. Can we raise our children in godliness joyfully, knowing that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed to those that truly believe? It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's a privilege and an honor. It's a blessing and gift from the Lord to raise children in godliness. To have that desire, that hope and expectation that the members of our family will forever be together with us, members of God's family. It's a wonderful thing when the Son of God is born in the heart of a child of Adam, making this child of Adam a child of the Heavenly Father. Oh, that's just wonderful. It's glorious. And that's why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to bring us the message from the Father. That someday, after worshiping the Father and the Son, after adoring Him in this short pilgrimage of ours, we may honor and glorify Him in that endless joy, wonderful, glorious, eternal joy, our Father and our Savior.